Here in SBS Radio Filipino, we are honored to have as our guest an international performing artist and tagged as the Filipina Karen Carpenter, Ms. Shane Ericks. Hi, Shane. Welcome to our program.
Hey, thank you for having me.
As they say, everybody starts from somewhere. I would like to know, how did you discover your love for singing?
I have been singing probably before I can even remember. My mom and the rest of my family knew that I could. Mm-hmm. The Filipino culture really runs strong, and I absolutely love singing karaoke, you know. Mm-hmm. Like any birthday parties, all kinds of events, there would be some sort of singing. So, nung bata pa ako, lagi akong pinapabirit, as they mm-hmm. call it.
Yeah.
My family likes to brag about my talent to the friends and guests, and at the time, I knew I could sing, but I didn't have the full passion for it. Mm-hmm. So, not until na meron kaming kapitbahay na narinig akong kumanta. Mm-hmm. And she encouraged me na sumali ako sa choir ng local church namin.
Is this in Malolos?
I spent a lot of time in the church.
Is this in Malolos? In Malolos, Bulacan?
Opo. So yeah, I spent a lot of time in the church. Mm-hmm. I loved singing with the group, and then it eventually kind of turns out to the choir director also seeing a potential. So I became the youngest soloist in the choir. Madalas na din akong pinagsusolo sa mga big events in the Malolos Cathedral Church, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And I also started doing wedding gigs. So I was probably around 6 or 7. So I thought it was great that I was making money just by singing.
Yeah.
So ultimately, mm-hmm. I loved it. Loved the just the smiles it brings to people. How you know they can forget their problems when they hear me sing. People would just come up to me and encourage me to keep singing because it's a gift from God and that I should use it for good. So as I get older, I see the huge impact it creates on people's lives. You know.
Mm-hmm. So when you were in the Philippines, Shane, who are your favorite singers?
Definitely Gary V.
Gary Valenciano.
I love Sara Jeronimo and Ian Constantino. Those are just some artists that I love.
Mm-hmm. So do you listen as well to songs from 1960s and 1970s then? Because your voice is, you know, it sounded like Karen Carpenter.
Opo, mm-hmm. My whole family loves older music, mm-hmm. like, you know, Bee Gees, Grand Michael Jackson, all kinds of. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess you could say those 80s also, but they listen to a lot of older music, and I listen to them back then.
So, Shane, I know that starting a new life in a different country is not easy, especially when you have a lot of dreams that you want to come true, right? So, how was it for you, Shane? How did you start your singing career in South Carolina? What are the humbling moments during those times that you will always remember?
It didn't stop me to keep singing in school events, like the talent show when mm-hmm. I was the only Filipino I remember in my mm-hmm. school.
Okay.
So that's something to, mm-hmm. you know, stand out in.
You shine,
so
right?
My classmates. Yeah, that's right. Like, I didn't have a hard time making friends because as soon as people thought that I could sing, people wanted to be friends with me.
Really? That's good. So, you have a great teenage life.
Yeah, you mm-hmm. could say that. It was a blessing. Mm-hmm. So I was always asked to sing in school events, like talent shows here in South Carolina. And I continued to sing in different churches. And we also have what's called open mic, where a lot of musicians would come in to showcase their talent. So I would play out a lot. I would also join some singing competitions. And then I started to write my own songs. Mm-hmm. And I also started playing the guitar better. Then I uploaded ako ng mga videos sa YouTube and shared them on social media. So I was asked to perform in festivals and many other events. And just when I always try to get myself out there and get my music be heard. Humbling moments are just, I guess, when people tell me that I'll be successful one day and that, you know, I have a huge platform to, mm-hmm. to make a change just through my music.
I was wondering, Shane, marunong ka na ba talagang mag-play ng guitar ever since, nung bata ka pa, nung nasa Pilipinas ka pa? Or you have learned it nung nasa South Carolina ka na?
Actually, yung mm-hmm. tito ko nagturo sa akin. And then I eventually taught myself, you know, I actually learned by ear. So I can read a little bit of music, but usually I can listen to a song and then I can usually just know mm-hmm. the chords for it.
So you have a good musical intelligence, right?
Yeah, you can say that.
Yeah. So So, Shane, I listened to your rendition of You, Close to You, and Love Me for What I Am. And I must say that you really made me cry. And I can tell that you really sung from the heart. Your voice is really similar as well to Karen Carpenter. So I want to know, does it bring some pressure in you that you need to sound like her when you perform?
First of all, it's really, I say this a lot because I really do mean it. It's a huge compliment when people say that. Yes, it does bring pressure. I mean, like I've said this before, I don't know who doesn't ever want to be compared to Karen Carpenter because she is the best singer. I mean, for me, she's the best out there, you know, and I don't think anyone will ever be like her. But for anyone to say that I sound a little bit like her, it's an honor. It does bring pressure because now that people know that I sound similar like her, now everybody wants to hear it. The Carpenter song, just that. But I know from people, they said that they can still hear my voice in there. And I don't know what it is. It just brings that when I'm singing the Carpenter song.
That's a problem as well, right, Shane? Because you're always compared to her and you couldn't really build your own identity as an artist because of that, right? Do you think it's a problem?
I think it would be good if people could see that, hey, I've been really influenced greatly by Karen Carpenter. So it really brings it out. But I don't think it exactly sound like her. So I think it's kind of balanced of both sides. People would love to hear my song and then like my kind of music, and then at the same time there are other people who just want me to sing the Carpenters. But I think it's good, it would be a good blend of both.
So Shane, can you tell us your experience when you joined Kids Bop USA Talent Search as well as the Global Pinoy Idol?
USA, that was a long time ago. Probably 4 years ago.
It's 2012.
I uploaded a video of me singing Rolling in the Deep by Adele and along hundreds and thousands of contestants. And I became the first one. And so they were going to fly me to L.A. to compete with other singers, you know, all over the United States. So that was a huge honor, you know, for me to be the first one. And then for the Global Pinoy Singing Idol, that was sponsored by ABS-CBN and then DZMM. So they go to different countries to search for talent. So a lot of Filipino singers would compete from local, regional, and then national. And then the grand final was held in Taguig City in Manila. So I was actually just there this January to compete for that.
And you won it, right?
I did.
Yeah, congrats.
Yeah, I compete with, I had to compete with people from Australia, Hong Kong, and Taiwan.
Okay, so you're the best among them.
Thank you. That's what they think.
So how does it feel now, Shane, that things are falling into place for you? Like you have won in many singing competitions, and I guess you even guessed it in a television program, right? In South Carolina?
Maybe several TV shows here in South Carolina.
Yeah, so how does it feel? How does it feel that you're, you know, experiencing success?
It's overwhelming, but it's really exciting, you know? Just getting my music out there and just be heard. I love engaging with my fans. I love that I can make more music. I don't know. It's just, it's awesome that I get great feedback from people.
So who would you like to like collaborate with in the future? Maybe some singers like Rihanna or whoever.
I would love to collaborate with Adele.
With Adele, sure. Yeah, that would be really interesting. Yeah, because I heard you singing the song Make You Feel My Love and Can't Make You Love Me. It was so beautiful, as in really beautiful.
And I would love to collaborate with Richard Carpenter too, you know, he's still alive.
All right, Shane, you're only 19 years old, right?
Right.
Okay, so you're making it big internationally, but what are the other career plans for you?
Yeah, I'm planning to join an audition next year for The Voice.
All right. Okay, sure. Yeah. Okay, so what song do you think would best narrate your life so far?
That would probably be We've Only Just Begun.
We've Only Just Begun. All right. Okay. Can you sing a few lines of that?
We've only just begun to live, white lace and promises, a kiss for us and we're on our way.
Wow, beautiful. Okay, Shane, can you tell us about your latest carpenter video as well?
Yep, that's you. It's on YouTube now. I had a lot of fun making that, and we had a lot of great people that was behind it. I uploaded a video of me singing that same song beginning of this year, and people loved it. So I thought I wanted to make a produce, and as you can tell, it was professionally done this time around with just the piano and my vocals, so it's more intimate. And I wanted to just use that as a showing of me to my fans, that I wanted to thank them and show my love for them. So yeah, it was really fun, and we were really excited to launch it finally, and people are loving it.
Are you going to have an album as well, like all the Carpenters song in it?
Not yet. We're talking about that. We're not fully sure yet.
All right.
But I will be doing a Christmas song by the Carpenters this year. So that's going to be coming up probably next month.
As my last request, is it okay if you sing to us a few lines of You by Karen Carpenter?
Sure. You are the one who makes me happy when everything else turns to gray. Yours is the voice that wakes me mornings and sends me out into the day. You are the crowd that sits quiet listening to me and all the messages that I make. You are one of the few things worth remembering. And since it's all true, how could anyone mean more to me than you?
So beautiful. Thank you very much, Shane.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
I hope you guys enjoyed this interview as much as I did.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.